How difficult has your life been up to now? Have you given a voice to the difficulties? It's time to break the silence. Temporary difficulties end, and your response to them determine how you live life after your difficulties. So respond well and live. You are listening to the Patricia Adams Live radio show, where we discuss life's difficult topics. Stick around. Hey, everybody. Welcome. We hope to enlighten your mind and lighten your heart with each episode as we talk over difficult life topics, help you find your voice, and discover that there is life after difficulties. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. Come back often and feel free to add the episode to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Pat Adams Live. And the show's website, patriciaadamslive.com. All contact links are in the show notes, and the MP3 will be available after the episode for downloading. Now, let's get into the show. I want to share some tips with you today on preventing child abuse. I apologize for the delay in the show, but I would like to see if whatever you do this month or for the months to come in the way of preventing a child from being abused. And April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, but at the same time, if we can also make it about prevention, if you can prevent a child in your community, in your home, in your care, in your keeping, in your school district, whatever, if you do nothing more than pick up the phone and call someone to come and help. If it's the police department, if it is that thing that you can do, whatever you can do to keep a child safe, to help a child survive an abusive event. 1-800-4-A-CHILD is the number to call. Also, you can call your local Children's Advocate Center in your county. You can also call 911, and they will allow you to make anonymous tips. So please just do something. Don't just say, well, it's not my kid, doesn't concern me. Do something. Because one day this child is going to grow up, and hopefully and prayerfully they will not themselves become perpetrators, but perhaps will go on and make a difference. But if no one speaks up and no one tries to do something to prevent it from happening, then we have pretty much failed. So number one, safety tip for parents, as reported from the Children's Advocacy Center, number one is know everything you can about your children's activities and their friends. Monitor your children's activities and participate with them. Don't allow children to play alone in isolated areas. Safety tip number two, teach your children about strangers and be aware of unusual behavior in people they know. Teach them to listen to their feelings and that it is okay to say no if any adults, including family members, ask them to do something that makes them feel uncomfortable. Number three, teach your children to refuse anything from strangers, including money, gifts, or rides. Know where new items come from. Tip number four, teach your children how to safely answer the phone if they are at home alone, such as stating the adult in the house is unavailable to come to the phone. Number five, teach your children to keep a safe distance from strangers and not to give strangers directions for help, finding lost pets, etc. Adults need to get help from other adults. Tip number six, teach children to use the buddy system when walking home from school, sports, activities, etc. The age-old rule of there is safety in numbers is a primary safety precaution. Tip number seven, use secret codes with your children for use to positively identify each other or to ask for help. Tip number eight, teach your children, including teens, to check first with you before going anywhere. Children need to let parents know where they're going, how they will get there, who they will be going along with them, and when they will return home. Tip number eight, develop a family plan stressing where to meet if lost when you are away from home. Do not have children meet you in the parking lot, inside the store, shopping mall, or amusement park are much safer places to meet. Teach them their phone number and area codes. Tip number 10, do not place your children's names on their clothing or on the outside of their possessions. Tip number 11, teach your children to say no to anyone attempting to touch them on the part or parts of their bodies covered by a swimming suit. Tip number 12, teach your children to say no, then get away and tell someone if a person bothers them. Tip number 13, join with other concerned parents to set up safety systems for your neighborhood. Tip number 14, teach your children about appropriate and inappropriate secrets, and that some secrets have to be told if children and parents are to be kept safe. These are safety tips, 14 safety tips. And I'm sure that you can think of some additional safety tips that were posted on the Child Advocacy Center website. And again, it's called Tips for Parents, Safety Tips for Parents. So add to that, and also, you know, go out and you can Google Safety Tips for Parents. And the Child Advocacy Center or Children's Advocacy Center, and possibly pick up a copy of it from there. I wish that there was a way that I could post the documents. I think I will. I will go back. If you will just come back to the descriptions in the show page, I will post the link for the safety tips there for you to be able to get a copy of, okay? So, again, that's safety tips for parents for keeping your children safe, and they are available on the Children's Advocacy Center website. I will provide a link for you in the show profile, so please, please, please avail yourself of those tips. Also, I would like to take a brief break and come back and share a story, a true story, of a young girl who was not able to be kept safe. So stick around and stay tuned, please. My book, A Child's Rights Violated, Her Terrors and Traumas, shares my voice to my childhood difficulties. And my other books share my voice of response to my childhood difficulties. Find links in the show notes or go to patriciaadamslive.com to be taken to online retailers. If you are in distress currently and need immediate help, call 911. And you can also reach out to the National Hotline for Child Abuse at 1-800-4-CHILD. 24/7 crisis counselors are available. As we close the show, remember, temporary difficulties end and your response to them determine how you live life after your difficulties. So respond well and live. Tweet about the show on Twitter at Pat Adams Live and comment to our Facebook page at the bottom of the show page. Follow us on the show page to receive notices of the next airing. If you have questions, comments, want to be a guest, topic requests, let me know. Fill out the contact form on patriciaadamslive.com. Thanks for listening. That's the show. Until next time, take care and watch for more from the Patricia Adams Live show. My apologies. This is not the end of the show. I promised that I would come back and share a story of a young girl who unfortunately was not able to be kept safe. Her name is Emily. And Emily had her initial forensic interview at a local CAC, Child Advocacy Center, when she was 14. She came to the center after her parents discovered that she was pregnant by her abusive 23-year-old boyfriend. And despite the Child Advocacy Center's team's best efforts, the case was dismissed when her boyfriend fled to escape arrest. 2 years later, Emily disclosed to her school counselor that her alleged perpetrator had returned, and she was afraid because he was making contact with her parents. The counselor, who had recently taken Darkness to Light Stewards of Children's Prison Training at the local CAC, knew what to do. She called CAC, and her case was reopened. Her original investigation team was contacted, and law enforcement was able to arrest the suspect on the outstanding warrant. He was convicted and is currently serving his jail time. Stories like these go on and on and on. I, myself, am an overcomer from child sexual molestation and other forms of abuse as a child and domestic violence. And it is with that intent that I advocate and I share information about child awareness, abuse, keeping children safe, prevention of abuse, recovery and restoration and healing and post-traumatic stress disorder for individuals who have gone through, it seems, as if you've been on the front line in an actual world war or something of that nature, but you may not have gone overseas or you may not have been in combat as such, hand-to-hand combat in any of our armed forces, but anyone who has gone through child abuse or any form of abuse has essentially been in a personal war, in a personal battle, in a personal fight for recovery and the fight to survive and the fight to thrive. And as I've spoken before about the Declaration of the Rights of the Child that was penned in 1959, that basically said that children should be afforded special conditions to be kept safe, to be have the stability that they need in an environment to grow up spiritually, morally, and financially, and safe. That is the right of a child, because a child is vulnerable, a child is unprotected, unless someone, an adult, steps up to protect them, or an organization steps up to protect them. So please, please, please don't bury your head in the sand and act as if it doesn't exist just because it's not in your backyard. We all have a responsibility to children, to those who are vulnerable, to those who are not safe, to pick up the phone, call 911, or call the child abuse hotline at 1-800 for child, or just drop an anonymous tip at your local police station. Whatever you can do to keep a child safe from having a child violated to having a child smile, be happy, and live as a child should live, living their lives as children and not as prey for predators. So, again, I want to thank you for tuning in to Patricia Adams Live, and I will have the link to the tips for parents on keeping your children safe embedded onto the show page, and as well, please, look at some of the pictures. There are a couple of pictures posted on this particular episode that, you know, please download them and print them out, share them for using to spread the word. One of them says that there's no excuse for child abuse. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and basically 99% of cases, the perpetrator is someone the family knows and trusts. That's 99%. That's almost 100, right, of the cases of child abuse. The perpetrators are someone the family knows and trusts. That number is too high. So all of the stranger danger training that we've had as children and as adults, stranger danger, you yell stranger danger, in reality it's a non-stranger danger. It's the people that we entertain unawares in our circle that are looking for opportunities to victimize the children in some shape, form, or fashion. So please, take the time out to keep a child safe, and hopefully we can do something together. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, but I also want to stipulate that I hope that it can be Prevention Month, not just in April, but forever, that we can find ways to prevent child abuse. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in to Patricia Adams Live. And now, this is the end of the show. I would like to close out with a song that I hope you guys will go and pick up the single by this artist, Ethan Kent. And the song is entitled My Hope is in Glory. Again, the artist, his name is Ethan, E-T-H-A-N, Kent. And he has a single out. It's available on iTunes. It's available on Amazon for downloading. Pick up a copy. My Hope is in Glory. And until next time, remember, it's not what happens to you, but it's how you respond to what happens to you. Don't make a permanent decision over a temporary situation because it will pass.
I'm on a journey, tedious journey, alienated from this world, and I'ma be set apart and be pure, be holy, a citizen of heaven, his kingdom's path. On one of these future days, I'm gonna fly away to that holy place, his city. Life there isn't cold, never a day will I grow old. I will walk those streets of gold, is your city, this beautiful city. 'Cause this old world is not my home.
No, 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 don't you wanna go with me one day?
Yeah, when he sounds the trumpet, we'll be ready. Or still in your sin, lost as lost can be. Will he welcome you into his kingdom? Or say, I don't know you, depart from me. All I know is, on one of these future dead days, I'm gonna fly away to that holy place. His city, this beautiful city, like there isn't cold. Never a day will I will walk those streets of gold. In his city, yeah, will you be there with me one day? When the heavenly Father cracks the sky,
we leave us to
our eternal hope in heaven.
Amazon, pick up a copy. It's a hot single. Bye.